Today's staff is Psachim Daf Tzadik Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, 14 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moisha Abba ben Devorah, Miro bas Sara Rivka, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Shira bas Devorah Leia, and Shlomo ben Zara. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Yaakov Moshe ben Yaakov Moshe, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibad L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Karban Pesach, the very last few dafin that discuss these halachos, getting closer and closer to Perek Arvei Pesachim. Zok to Mishnah, another classic. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le'Pesach Doiris. So the Yidin in Mitzrayim, before the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, celebrated Pesach, sort of. They brought a Karban Pesach, they had a mitzvah to eat matzah, to eat maror, but the Karban Pesach that they brought was different than the Karban Pesach that they would bring in future generations. In the words of Chazal, in the vernacular, the Karban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was known as Pesach Mitzrayim. The Karban Pesach that would be brought in future generations was known as Pesach Doiris. As the Mishnah, it's clear from the Psukim that there were certain halachos that were unique to Pesach Mitzrayim that did not apply to Pesach Doiris. So says the Mishnah, what exactly are these halachos? Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doiris. Here's the synopsis. Pesach Mitzrayim mekchoy miba asar. When the Yidim were Mitzrayim, they had a special mitzvah on the 10th day of Nisan to go purchase an animal that they would have to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Rashi says that it wasn't just a mitzvah to purchase an animal, but first Rashi in the Mishnah, Oymer zeh l'shem Pesach. There was an obligation to verbally state and declare that this animal that I'm buying should be brought l'shem Pesach. The tone, another thing that was unique about Pesach Mitzrayim was that it required hazah. Agudas Ezoiv, not just any form of Azah, but it had to be done using a particular type of grass. In the future, all the Karbanes Pesach that would be brought were done with more traditional Zrikos. It wasn't Hazah, and it certainly wasn't done with an Agudas Ezoiv. Additionally, in Mitzrayim, the Hazah was done on the Mashkoif and the Shtei Mezuzos. It was done on the door. It wasn't done on a Mizbeach. There was no Mizbeach. V'nechal b'chipazin. Another thing unique about Pesach Mitzrayim was that it was eaten b'chipazin. The Yidden had to eat it in this hurried fashion. B'layla echad, one night, Pesach Doiros, as opposed to Pesach Doiros, all those previously mentioned halachas didn't apply. Additionally, whereas Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten layla echad, Pesach Doiros was Noya Kol Sheva, which a simple reading of the Mishnah would seem to apply that the Karban Pesach in future generations would be eaten for 7 days, which of course is not the case. It says in the Torah, V'achlu asabasara balayla hazeh. So the Gemara is going to address that. Either way, the topic of the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting the laws of Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiros. So the first thing that the Mishnah said was, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiros, Pesach Mitzrayim mekchoy miba'asar, whereas Pesach Doiros did not have a din that it had to be brought for Asar. And the truth is that this next Gemara we're going to learn, it's a little tricky because when you go through the laws of Karban Pesach, they're all mentioned in Parshas Boy. And Parshas Boy is the parsha of Pesach Mitzrayim. Yet as we saw in the Mishnah, some of the halachas that were mentioned were unique to Pesach Mitzrayim, whereas other of the halachas were really negeya to Pesach Doiros. So you can't just go through the parsha of Pesach Mitzrayim and say, okay, whatever's here is for Pesach Mitzrayim, and whatever's mentioned over there is going to be negeya Pesach Doiros, because there really isn't an over there. There isn't that much in other parashiyas in the Torah that talk about the Karban Pesach. Almost everything that we know about the Karban Pesach comes from Parashas Boy. So if in Parashas Boy it says that the Karban had to be brought on the 10th day of Nisan, so you would think that it should apply to Pesach Doiros as well. We learned so many halachos about Pesach Doiros from the Parashah Pesach Mitzrayim. So it says the Gemara, what's the makar that this idea of purchasing the animal on the 10th day of Nisan was unique to Pesach Mitzrayim and it did not apply to Pesach Doiros? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, it's learned out from the following pasuk. Dabril called Adas Yisrael Le'emar, Be'osar Lachidish HaZeh V'yikru. Oh, it says the word Zeh. Zeh is exclusive. Zeh Mekchem Be'osar. This Pesach. Pesach Mitzrayim had to be brought on the 10th day. Vein Pesach Toras Mechel Beva'asar. As opposed to all the future Karbonis Pesach that would be brought, there was no halacha that had to be brought Davka on the 10th day of Nisan. El Miyata, so the Gemara says that we're going to darshan the word law Hazeh, then we have to be consistent. And we have to darshan it with regards to other halachas that are mentioned regarding the Pesach Mitzrayim. It says, V'hoyu lechem lemishmeres adar ba'asar yoyim lachoydesh Hazeh. Now this is the halacha that's known as Bikur. The Torah said that for 4 days, the Yidden had to inspect this animal. They had to make sure that it didn't have any mum. Meaning, it couldn't just do some high-level inspection. But it was taught in Bikur. It needed a more detailed inspection. And it was something that had to happen over the period of 4 days. Now, this halacha is true even for Pesach Torahs. Yet, it says in the Torah the word hazeh. So what's the kasha? Why don't we dash it? We should say the same thing. We should have to be consistent and say that only the Pesach Mitzrayim had a halacha that required Bikur Dalad Yom. Why? Because in the pasuk that talks about Bikur, it says Adar Ba'asar Yom Lachoydesh Hazeh. And now, is that the case? We know it's not. Because Batani learned to the right, Ben Bagbag said, Minayin Latamid Shatam Bikur Dalad Yom Kain B'Shchita. How do you know the carbon Talmud? Forget about the carbon Pesach. How do you know the carbon Talmud required Bikur for 4 days? And the pasuk says, Tishmeru Lahakrav Libe Mayadar. Okay, Ulahalon Oymer. It says regarding the Pesach Mitzrayim, Bahoy Lachem the Mishmeres, Adar Ba'asar. It says the same word Mishmeres. Now, Malahalon Tom Bikur Dalad Yom. That word mishmeres is said in the context of the halacha of bikur for 4 days. So we learn from there. Afkan tam bikur dalad yomim koydim shchita. So too the carbon tamid, where it doesn't say lemishmeres, but it says tishmeru. It's the same shayrish. So we have xerish shava that teaches me the same halacha. So again, what's the kasha? If we use the word zeh in the parasha Pesach Mitzrayim to be memayit and to say that even though the halacha was said regarding the carbon Pesach, but it was said by Pesach Mitzrayim and it says zeh, and it's coming to exclude the future carbonis Pesach, and that's how we know that even though it's said by the Pesach Mitzrayim you're supposed to buy the animal on the 10th day, but it's only true for the Pesach Mitzrayim, it wasn't true for the future Pesachs, then the same should be true as it relates to Bikur. Yet Ben Bagbag said that there's even a din Bikur as it relates to the carbon tamid. Certainly then it's going to be true by the Pesach Doris. So the Gemara says it's not a kasha. Why? Because Ben Bagbag had a makar. This is basic math. Ben Bagbag didn't just say the halacha. He didn't just say, I learned it from Pesach Mitzrayim. He had Xeris Shavu. Shani Hasan, Dichsiv Tishmeru. It says the word Tishmeru. Okay, so if that's the case, so that would be a makar for the carbon Talmud. What about the Pesach Doris? I mean, you're telling me really Hazesh shouldn't be exclusive. It should be a Memayit. Narvas, the carbon Talmud is included because of the Xeris Shavu. So how does that help me for Pesach Doris? So the Gemara says, by Pesach Doris, there's another Pasuk. And the Pasuk over there is regarding the carbon Pesach. It says in its entirety, the end of the Pasuk is what we need. And so avoida hazois b'chodesh hazeh. This pasuk is in Parashas Boy, one of the many pesukim in Parashas Boy that talk about the Karmen Pesach, and it says va'avadeta eso avoida hazois b'chodesh hazeh. And we learn from there a drasha sheyiu kol avoidos chodesh zeh kozeh. That all the avoidos that are going to happen, even doiros, even in future generations during this month, should all be the same. Says the Gemara, so that even though really there's a miut that says zeh. But there's also a ribui, and the ribui is va'avadeto as avoida hazois machodesh hazeh shiu kol avoidos chodesh zeh. What about the carbon tamid? That has nothing to do with va'avadas avoida hazois machodesh hazeh. For that, you have a different ribui. You have the gzeirah shava va'hoyu lechem lemishmeres, and it says tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadoi. So the Gemara elo hahu hazeh. So what then does hazeh teach me? Meaning, at the end of the day, it does say hazeh. So if hazeh is a miut, what's hazeh going to be memayit over here? So the Gemara says lamutei pesach sheni dekavos. It's coming to be memayit Pesach Sheni. You would have thought that if the Karban Pesach and all the Karbanis Pesach have a din of Bigur Dal Yomim, then Pesach Sheni should also have a din of Bigur Dal Yomim, Kamashmal, and that's the Chiddush, that there's no din Bigur. So really, Hazeh is Memayit. And as it relates to the din of Mekchoy Meba'asa, that the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim had to be brought on the 10th day, with Memayit, that halach is not going to be true for Pesach Doris. As it relates to the halach of Bikur Dalad Yomim, Zeh is not Memayit Pesach Doris. Pesach Doris had a din Bikur. Why don't we say Zeh is Memayit? The Teretz is because we have a ribuy v'avadeto as avoida azois b'chodesh hazeh, shiu kol avoidos chodesh zeh kezeh. Okay, fine, there's a ribuy. What about the miyot? Do we have to do something with the meal? Yeah, we're going to use it to be a mei, Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni, even though it's a carbon Pesach, but it wasn't b'chodesh hazeh. It was in chodesh ir, it wasn't in chodesh nisan, and therefore it's reasonable to be a mei. Now the obvious question is that if you have a ribuy v'avadato as avoyda hazois b'chodesh hazeh, shiu kol avoydas chodesh zek hazeh, so why are we only marba bikra da'al yomim? We should also be marba the halacha of mekchoy meba'asa. Mekchoy meba'asa with a mei from hazeh. Not bikur dalud yomim, because for that we have a ribui shiyu kol avoidos b'chodesh hazeh kizeh. So what are we memayi? Pesach Sheni. So how come we use the ribui with regards to the halacha of bikur dalud yomim, and we don't use the ribui with regards to the halacha of mekhe ba'asar? Rashi asks the kasha ayin sham. But the Gemara is going to continue to find different places in the parasha Pesach Mitzrayim where you find the word hazeh, and the Gemara is going to ask the same exact question, and that is, if it says the word hazeh, why are we not memayi? It says the Gemara, the chesim v'achlos abasabalai hazeh, the basic mitzvah, the sixth mitzvah in the Torah, according to the chinuch, the mitzvah v'achilos karben Pesach. It says again, v'achlos abasabalai hazeh, hachinami, dezen nechna b'layla, v'nachin nechna b'layla, should we make the same mir? Dafka, the Pesach Mitzrayim was nechna b'layla, as opposed to the future carbon is Pesach. Now, we know the carbon Pesach had to be eaten by Lila. So the Gemara says the same thing. It's Amakra. It says, Vavadato esno avoido. And we learn from this, you call avoidas chodesh zekizah, that all the avoidas have to be the same. And as a result, even the future carbon is Pesach, we're going to have this halach. Elo hazel lomeli. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's hazel coming to be memayit? And here it's not memayit Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni also had a mitzvah to be eaten at night. So what's hazel coming to be memayit? Look at the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. It's coming to teach me what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva said. So Rashi says, which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva? Perek Kama de Brachis. In the first perek of Masechtas Brachis, we have a machloikis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, what the soifs man achilas carbon Pesach is. Is it chatzois? Or could eat the carbon Pesach the whole night? And obviously it's from there that we have the different minhagim / halachos as it relates to up until when you're allowed to eat afikomen. But the point is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva's shitas are based on this word hazeh. So you want to know what we do with the word hazeh? Not memaye pesach doiris, but the word hazeh is used to teach me the soifs man achilas carbon pesach. But the Gemara says there's more mi'utim in the parish. An aro is not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach. Now, it doesn't say the word zeh, but it says boy. Boy is also an exclusionary term. Should we make the same yid? The oros is not allowed to eat from the Pesach Mitzrayim, is allowed to eat from Pesach Doiros. Make the same yid. Once we're going down this road and we're making mi'utim in Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doiros, so let's be my boy as well. Maybe an oral, even though it says mefurish in the Torah, can't eat from the current Pesach, but it says boy. Maybe it's only Pesach Mitzrayim. Maybe Pesach Doiros he's allowed to, says the Gemara. Makro, no, but vadato, you have the ribuy. Shiyu, kol avoydes chodesh, zek is that. And because of the ribuy, you can't, elo boy lomali. Okay, so what's boy coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, boy, eino yoichel, avulu eichel b'matza u'bemar. It's coming to teach me that even though an oral is not allowed to eat from the current Pesach, but he's allowed to eat from matzah mar. I would have thought if he can't eat from the Karmel Pesach, he can't eat from matzah mar either. That's nechidish. He can eat matzah mar. El miyata. The Gemara says, kol ben necher lo yoichal boy. A ben necher is also not allowed to eat from the Karmel Pesach. Now, what's a ben necher? Rashi says one line. It's a long Rashi, but the first line, I should say. Meshumid. It means a meshumid. Shenis nakru maisav la'aviv shevashamayim. We're talking not about an ene Yehudi, but we're talking about someone that's a meshumet, someone that acts strange. He acts like a fremder. He knows, but he doesn't behave as if he knows. So ben eich is also not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. And there too it says boy. So what's the kasha? Why do we say that he's only not allowed to eat from the Pesach Mitzrayim, but he's allowed to eat from the Pesach Doiris? Amakra. No, it says another pasuk. I mean, it says vavadata, the same pasuk. Vavadata teaches me that Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Doiris have to be the same. Elo boy lomali, same question. So why then did the Torah use the word boy in the pasuk of kol ben eich lo yoichal boy? It's coming to teach me boy hamaris das peiselis vein hamaris das peiselis betruma. A ben nechor is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach, but a ben nechor is allowed to eat truma. There would have been a havamina. Truma is also kachin, so maybe he can't eat truma either. Kamash malon that he can. Zok the gemara bitzruch lemitchav arul veitzruch lemichta ben nechor. Parenthetically, we just mentioned the fact that an arul is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach and a ben nechor is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. So the gemara says, why did Torah have to say both? Let it say Arul, I'll know Ben Necher. Let it say Ben Necher, I'll know Arul, right? Arul and Ben Necher are me inyan le inyan ba'oise inyan. So if that's the case, I mean, a Yidin, but he's an Arul, he's a Ben Necher. So why did Torah have to say both? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the Chazal Rachmano had it said Arul, I think Mishon the Ma'os. The Mishnah says Ma'usa Arul. So there's something Ma'os in the physical body of the person. So you would have thought when someone's physically mos, you're not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach. Aval benecher loy mos, benecher, nothing happened to him physically. That's why Torah says benecher. It's a benecher. I would have thought mosham dein l'shamayim. That's because his beliba is not l'shamayim. Meaning there's nothing wrong with him physically, but spiritually he's not in the right place. Aval oro liba l'shamayim. This oro can be someone who's liba l'shamayim, right? He might be an oro because he's an oinus, because his brothers died nachmas milo, right? There's many different reasons a person can be an oro. It doesn't have to be because lahachis he doesn't want to do bris milo. So emaloi, you would have thought maybe an oro. That's why tzricha the Torah had to tell me both. Rashi skips the next three lines, so we're going to follow Rashi's girsa and skip literally one, two, three, three words from the end of the line. Elamayata, it says in the Torah, Umalta oisai oziyoy chavai. The Torah says that not only is an oral not allowed to eat from the Karmel Pesach, but if someone has a child that's an oral, the father can't eat from the Karmel Pesach. Better. If someone has an Evet Kanani that's an oral, he can't eat from the Karmel Pesach. Okay, that was said by Pesach Mitzrayim, and it was true for all Karbanis Pesach, even Pesach Torahs. Now, when the Torah says it, it says, Umalta oisai. Oz yoichal boy. Freak the Gemara. Boy? Oh, that's the magic word in our sugya. The hachinami, the boy in the yoichal, the yoichal, the pesach deris. Why don't we say, if it says boy, it means only for pesach mitzrayim, you have such a loch. But you don't have such a loch for pesach deris. On makro, it says in the Torah, the avadat. Again, we have a riboy. That's marba, all karbonis that are brought bechidish nisan. They all have the same aloch, eloboy lomis. So why the Torah say the word boy? Boy, milos karba, avadam hakevis, milos karba, avadam hakevis, which to tell me that this aloch, that your children and yavadim have to be gemalit in order for you to be able to Karban Pesach, is only true for Karban Pesach. It's not true for Truma. Again, similar to what we saw earlier, that Truma is a form of Kachim. So you would have thought that maybe this is true for all Kachim, even for Truma. That's Chel Miato. The Chesiv Etzem Lo Yishberu Boy. Achanami the Boy and Yishayvel Al Shayvel Be Pesach Teres. Maybe only Pesach Rishon there was Halacha that you're not allowed to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. But as it relates to Pesach Teres, not a Makro. Again, Vavadita. It says Vavadita when Makdish. All the karbana is Pesach. Ela boy lamali, boy bekasha. This we saw earlier in the Masechta of Eloi Bepasel. The iser shviras etzem, the iser to break the bone of a carbon Pesach was only true for a kosher carbon Pesach. But if you have a pasel of carbon Pesach, you're not going to have this. Ela meyata, the chsiv, it says, al toichlu mi menu na. Now here it doesn't say hazeh. Here it doesn't say boy. But what it says over here is mi menu. And mi menu, like zeh and boy, is an exclusionary term. It's a word that suggests it. As opposed to something else. So if we're going to go and look out for all these words that seem to suggest maybe it's only negeya the respective halacha by Pesach Mitzrayim, not by Pesach Doris, that's why Zeh is Memayit this, and boy, theoretically would be Memayit that, so then Mimenu should also be Memayit. So when it says in the Torah, now let's eat the carbon Pesach, no, Ubashim, Uvashim, Mamayim, now let's eat it half roasted, now let's eat it cooked, it says Mimenu. So why don't we dash Mimenu out to Oichel, Avot Oichel, no, Avot Ato Oichel, no, the Pesach Doris, Amakro, Vavadato, again, it says the word Vavadato, Elo Mimenu, Lamali. So Mara says, if that's the case, what then do I do with the word mimenu? So the Gemara l'kinder Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. It teaches me what Rabba said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. So what did Rabba say in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak? The Gemara doesn't say. But Rashi says two lines from the bottom. Beperik ha'orol nemar mimenu bepesach. Then nemar mimenu b'maisa. Malahalan aser bepesach. Afkan orol aser b'maisa. Teaches me a halacha. Ironically, not in Hilchas Pesach, but in Hilchas Maiser. Just like an orol is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach, so too an orol wasn't allowed to eat maisa specifically. He wasn't allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. So what emerged from this Gemara is that even though we started the Mishnah, Ma bin Pesach Mitzrayim lo Pesach Doiro, is Pesach Mitzrayim, Mechem Ba'asar, B'tan Azav Agudas Ezoi, Ala Mashkeval Shtei Mezuzois, Nachal B'chim Pazoim, B'lai L'echot. Sounds like a whole list of Nafgeminois. This is not an Ein Bein Mishnah. This is a ma-bein Mishnah, right? There's so many beins, there's so many differences. But yet, throughout the sugya, we have this hekish, we have this drosha that says, v'avadata as avoyda azoyz b'chodesh azeh, and we learn from this, she'yu kol avoydas chodesh zeh kezeh. So the truth is, you have to reconcile. On the one hand, we have this hekish, which seems to say that everything that was ever brought in Chodesh Nisan, whether it was the first Karban Pesach that was born in Mitzrayim, or all the future Karban Pesach, what Chazal referred to as the Pesach Dairis, they're all the same, because they're all by Chodesh Hazeh, they're all being brought in Chodesh Nisan. Eir, maybe it's different, Pesach Sheni. But at the very least, all the Karban Pesach that were brought in Chodesh Nisan should be the same. But then again, you have a whole Mishnah that goes through differences. Ein Berishayinim, Zok de Gemara Vaitim, and Nechal de Chippon. So one of the things that the Mishnah said was unique to Pesach Rishon was that Pesach Rishon was Nechal B'Chipazon. The Yidden had to eat it, literally with their coats on, and their ekels, and their rentzels. Their mamish ready to leave. But as they're leaving, it had to be eaten B'Chipazon. Mamish in a rush. So, what's the makar to that? The Amakra, it says in the Torah, V'achalta Moisa B'Chipazon. Okay, that's the makar that Pesach Mitzrayim had to be eaten B'Chipazon. It's also the makar that only Pesach Mitzrayim had to be eaten B'Chipazon, because it says, Oisai. So not Zeh, and not Boy, and not Mimenu, but Oisai. The theme of the first part of the daf. It says Oisai, and we learn from there that only it was Nechal B'Chipazon, Ve'in Achar Nechal B'Chipazon. There's some interesting machshava as it relates to the fact that the Pesach Mitzrayim was Nechal B'Chipazon, as opposed to the future Karbonis Pesach, the Pesach Doiris. We'll save that in Yetzishan for tomorrow's daf. Sach the Gemara Vaiten, Pesach Doiris, Noyeg, Kol Shiva. So the Mishnah said that Pesach Mitzrayim was Balayla Echon, and Pesach Doiros was Kol Shiva. So the Gemara says, Michael, what are we talking about? Ilema Pesach means the actual carbon Pesach. Should we understand the Mishnah literally? It's not true. Pesach Kol Shiva Miyika. There's no carbon Pesach that was eaten for 7 days. The carbon Pesach was eaten for that one night. Ela Chametz. Maybe it means the Issa Chametz. Oh, Chametz by the Pesach Mitzrayim, by the Yontif of Pesach Mitzrayim, was Laila Echon, as opposed to Chametz, throughout the generations, it'd be the entire Pesach, which is 7 days. But the Gemara says, can't be. You know why? Because Michal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echon Vesulah. Because that would seem to suggest that by Pesach Mitzrayim, Chametz was Aser, but only that one night. And that's not true. Because Vatani would learn to the Brice, Rezak Lili Yoim, Minayin, Pesach Mitzrayim, Shein Chimus, Unayik, Elu Yoim Echon. How do you know not Laila Echon, but Yoim Echon? It's a subtle difference, but that's the Sugya. It's not Aser or wasn't Aser, happened in the past, that one night, but it was also the entire day, meaning the night and the day. Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah, V'loye yochel chametz, V'samach lein, right next to it, it says, Hayoim atem yoitzim, today. And we learn from there that the Isser chametz was noyik for one day. So that can't be pshat of the Mishnah. Again, what did the Mishnah say? Pesach Mitzrayim was Laila Echad. Pesach Doiros was called Sheva. What are we referring to? We're referring to the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach Doiros was 7 days. It was brought on Yudalit. It was eaten Leil Tezva. By the next morning, Vanoisim Imenu at Boiker, the Eishti Sarif. You had to burn it. Elamai means Chametz. But that would suggest that the Isser Chametz was Noyeg in Mitzrayim only for a night. That one night. It's not true. It was night and a day. V'loye Yochel Chametz, V'samach Lei, Hayoim Atem Yoitzim. So Gemara says you have to do a little bit of work here in the Mishnah to make it work. So Ela Hachi Kama, Laila Echad, Fuadin LePesach Doiros. What the Mishnah is saying is that Pesach Mitzrayim was Noyeg for one night, meaning the Chil of the Karban Pesach was that one night, and the same was true for Pesach Doiros. What about Chametz? Also, this is the Chasure Mechser of a Hachi Tami. This is the Chamuke Yerech, the Chimutze Kol Hayoim. The Isser Chametz was the entire day, not just the night, but also the day. Pesach Doiros, as it relates to the Pesach Doiros, regarding the Isser Chametz, that's Kol Shiva, that was 7 days. Bekitzer, if we add enough words and another idea, we could obviously make the Mishnah work. So we're going to shift our attention now, and we're going to discuss the laws of Pesach, where they meet together with the laws of Temura. So what exactly is Temura? It's a whole Masechtin Shas called Masechtis Temura. It's a subcategory in the world of Kachin. So the Parsha of Temura is mentioned in Parshas Bechukosah. The Torah says, "Vim behemo asher yakrivu mimenu karbon l'Hashem." If a person has a carbon, he has a carbon. I'm skipping. Lo yachlifen over lo yomerois. You can't swap the kedusha of your carbon onto another animal that's chulin. It doesn't matter if it's toiv b'ra'i rabbatoiv. I mean, it doesn't matter if chulin's getting the better end of the deal or if hektish is getting the better end of the deal. Either way, it's awesome. Meaning, if someone has a behemoth that's kachim, it's a chatos, it's an oilo, it's a shlamim, it's a pesach, and you now have another animal that's chulin, and you say, you know something? What am I crazy? This animal is going to be the one that's going to be kachim. You have seller's remorse. So you decide to switch it. And say, instead of this animal being the one that's kachim, I want my other animal that's chulin to be kachim. So it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do it. Not only you're not allowed to do it, if you do it, you violate a two lavin. Lo yachlifenu is the first lav, for lo yomer oisai is the second lav. Says the Torah, v'homer yomer behemo bevehemo, that in the event that a person would go, and he would do tmura. I mean, he has an animal that's kachim, and now he swapped it out for something else. So what's the halacha? He violated two isurim. That's clear. Not only is the original animal going to remain kodesh, but this new animal, the animal that was chulin, that just became kodesh via the tmura, that's going to be kodesh as well. This is, in short, what's known as the parasha of tmura. Now, there's a lot going on in Torah. Number one, it's a parsha that's predicated on a person that violated a lois lase. You don't see that every day. It's a parsha, it's a whole mesechta that really starts when someone did something he's not allowed to do. He violated two lavin in the Torah. Lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomer oise. That's number one. So in the world of issa v'heter, there's a parsha of tmura. Just like there's an issa to eat nevela, there's also an issa tmura. You get malchus, you don't get malchus. We'll see about that a little bit later. Additionally, it's also a way, it's a mahalach, it's a vehicle, it's a means to create kachan. The traditional way to make something hektish is to go to an animal and say, arezu chatos. But you can make something hektish through tmura. When you make something hektish through tmura, the tmura is chal in the actual hektish. It's part of the DNA of the hektish. And as a result, it has its own shulchan aruch. And that's why when you're learning the sugis of chatos, you have to know, what about a tmura of chatos? And when you're learning the sugis of shlamin, you have to know, what about the tmura of a shlamin? When you're learning the sugis of an oila, what about the tmura of an oila? And there's so many different halal, whole mesechna. One of the most difficult mesechtes in Shas is mesechtes tmura. And it deals with all these halachas. It's the unique form of kachim and the unique shulchan aruch of kachim that's related to tmura. Our sugi is going to discuss the laws of tmura as it correlates with Pesach. So you have a carbon Pesach, and now you created a tmura's Pesach. So this animal is a Pesach. You went and you switched the kedusha from the Pesach, or at least you tried to, onto a behemoth that was chul. Now one other thing that we have to be mindful of, and really chazer before we start the second part of the daf, and that is there's a halacha that moiser Pesach is karev as a shlava. There's an idea that if you have a carbon Pesach, for whatever reason, now you can't bring it as a carbon Pesach. First, you have a very tight window where you can bring the carbon Pesach. It was literally brought for 6 hours. It was Beinu Arbayim on Yud Dal Nisan. Before that, it can't be brought as a Pesach. And after that, it can't be brought as a Pesach. And by the way, the following year, it's going to be too old to be brought as a carbon Pesach. So there's an idea of Moisa Pesach Hishlamim. And Moisa Pesach comes in many different forms. The most typical form, which we'll see again in today's daf, that we've spoken about several times throughout the Masechta, is where somebody had a carbon Pesach and he lost it. And Zuyodal and Nisan, and he's trying to find his animal and where did it go? So he had no choice. He had to be mafresh another animal. Then he found the original animal. So now he has two. He doesn't need two. He only needs one. So the one that he uses, that's a Pesach. The other one is going to be used as a Meiser Pesach. But the point is that a Meiser Pesach has halachas of Shlom. Zok the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yishua said, Shemati, I heard. Shetmuras Pesach, Kareva. I heard that the tmura of a carbon Pesach can be brought as a carbon. I also heard shetmuras Pesach ain't a kreva, that the tmura of a Pesach cannot be brought as a carbon. But I can't remember. There was some sort of reconciliation. There was some way to make sense of this, meaning it wasn't a stira. Sometimes yeah, sometimes not. But in terms of when yeah, when not, that's not something I can remember. Now Rashi says right in the beginning of the sugya, it's kedai to see inside. Shamati says Rashi, from who? Who did Rabbi Yeshua hear it from? May Rabbi say. We need the next Rashi. Shetmuras Pesach krevo shlomim. That if you have a tmuras Pesach, so the halacha is tmuras Pesach can't be brought as a carbon Pesach, but rather tmuras Pesach is brought as a shlomim. Now you'll tell me what shaykh is. What is the tmuras Pesach have to do with a shlomim? We understand it a little bit. Because if Moiser Pesach is shlomim, so there's an idea that in Kedushas Pesach, there's some connection to shlomim. So just like if I have an extra Pesach, it becomes a shlomim. So you can hear and understand in that same vein that the Tmuras Pesach would also be Tmuras Shlomim. But that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. He said, I heard that sometimes Tmuras Pesach is kreva, and sometimes it's not kreva. But he said, I don't know how to make sense. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, Ani Afarish. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. And he told him, I'll explain it to you. A Pesach shenim tzok. If somebody had a Pesach and he lost it. So what did he do? He was mafresh another carbon Pesach. Then he had found the carbon Pesach that he had originally lost, and he found it before Shechitas HaPesach. We'll explain what that means. But he found it before he shechted the carbon Pesach. So then the halacha is Yira Ache Yistoyev V'Yimach V'Yavi B'Dam of Shlom. This animal right now has a din of a Moisa Pesach, but because he found it before this man of the carbon Pesach, he can't bring it as a carbon Pesach or as a carbon shlam. Rather, what he does is he sells it, takes the money that he gets, and buys with it a shlana. So it's a Moisa Pesach, right? It's your classic Moisa Pesach. But as opposed to a Moisa Pesach shlamim, which traditionally you would think you could actually put on the Mizbeach and bring it as a carbon shlamim, in this case, that's not what you could do. But rather, it's a Moisa Pesach that you sell, take the money, and use it to buy a shlonim. Said Rabbi Akiva v'chein t'mura asai. The same is going to be true for its t'mura. Its t'mura is going to be the same thing. Achashchitas Pesach. If ever you found it after you shechted the carbon Pesach, so then the halach is kariv shlonim. Then if you can bring it as a shlonim, and if you can bring it as a shlonim v'chein t'mura asai, its t'mura is going to be able to be brought as a shlonim as well. Notice Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to explain to you when a t'mura Pesach is kreva and when a t'mura Pesach is ain't a kreva. It depends on what this Tmuras Pesach was a Tmura of. If this was a Tmuras Pesach of a Pesach that you were able to be makriv, then the halacha of the Tmuras Pesach is going to be that you take the Tmura, you sell it, the money is now going to be used to buy a shlamim. That's an example of a Tmuras Pesach that's ain't a kreva. Again, why is it ain't a kreva? Because it was the tmura of a Pesach that you had at a time where theoretically maybe you could have brought it as a carbon. If the tmura's Pesach that is going to be kreva, that's a tmura's Pesach that was the tmura of a Pesach that was lost, that you found after the zman of the shechita. Being that you found it after the zman of the shechita, then the halacha is the tmura of that Pesach is going to not have to be sold, take the money and use it to buy a shlamim, but rather you'll actually be able to bring it as a shlamim. It sounds a little bit counterintuitive. But the reason this is the way it is as follows. It's important just as it underpins the rest of the daf. And that is, if you had a Moisa Pesach, if someone was mafresh a carbon Pesach, he lost it. So he was mafresh another one. And then he found the original one. If he finds the original carbon Pesach before this man of the Shechita, that means when this man of the Shechita's carbon Pesach came, in theory, you had a carbon Pesach that you could have brought. Now you couldn't because you had two and you had to pick one of them and this, therefore you weren't going to bring one of them. But the point is, in theory, you could have. Being that in theory, you could have brought it as a carbon, now that you didn't bring it, it's what's no, or and ninjas didn't bring it. You really can't bring it because you can't bring two. So it's a carbon that was right to be brought. It wasn't brought because you couldn't. It becomes dachoy. And that's a special psul that you have in Kachim where something could have been brought as a carbon, but then something happened to it, and as a result, it becomes nitcha, and dachoy is a psul unto itself. And once something is dachoy, it's going to be toast, right? There's nothing you can ever do with it. Because it's dachoy. Dachoy says that even if the underlying psul is not here, but there's a concept that once it's possible, it's always going to get pushed off. So if I found it before this man of the shechita, again, it's a hard concept, then in theory, I could have been able to bring it, but I wasn't able to because I had two. So now it's considered. If it's considered dachloy, it can never be brought as a carbon. Not as a Pesach, not as a shlomo. So what's the halacha going to be? Sell it and take the money. That, the tmur of that animal is going to have the same halacha. If, however, I found it after the zman of the shechita, so it was never dachloy, because at the time of the shechita, I didn't even have it. So it never became dachloy. I found it now afterwards, so then it's a moisa Pesach, that's true, but it's a moisa Pesach that's kariv shlomo. If it's a moisa Pesach that's kariv shlomo, then there's no reason that I shouldn't be able to have the tmura be brought as a shlamim as well. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard sometimes tmura is Pesach is kreva, sometimes it's not kreva. What does kreva mean as a shlamim? What does ain't a kreva mean? It means that you take the money, you sell it, you buy with it a shlamim. What does it depend on? Rabbi Yeshua didn't know. Rabbi Kiva said, I'm not farish. I'll explain it to you. What it depends on is what is it a tmura is Pesach of? If this is a tmura is Pesach of an animal that you can be makriv as a shlamim, then the tmura is going to be a shlamim. If it's a tmura of an animal that can't be brought as a shlamim, then it won't be brought as a shlamim. So what's the obvious kasha? Freit gemar v'leim pesach karv pesach eni karv. Says nothing to a tmura. So it's not halach and ilchas tmura. So it's really, the tmura is just taking on the status of the actual pesach. So freit gemar, why Rabbi Yeshua hear from his rabbeim? Sometimes tmura is pesach is kreva, and sometimes tmura is pesach is not kreva. That's not what he should have heard. What Rabbi Yeshua should have heard was sometimes the pesach is kreva, sometimes the pesach is not kreva. You want to know what its tmura is? Whatever the din of the pesach is, that's what the din of the tmura is going to be. So the gemara says, now obviously there's a chiddush in ilchas tmura. How come when the ikat tmura is a pesach to like kreva? The chiddush is that there is a concept of a tmura as pesach that can't be brought. Meaning you would have had a havamina that maybe this idea that a Pesach that was lost, it was found before the Shechita, it's never kreva, that's because it was dachoy. The Pesach that originally could have been brought as a Pesach, now that this man shechita comes and you can't bring it as a Pesach, that makes it dachloi, and as a result, it can't even be brought as a shlamim. But the tmuras Pesach was never really oimed to be brought as a Pesach. If it was never oimed to be brought as a Pesach, when this man Pesach came and you couldn't bring it, it wasn't dachloi. If it wasn't dachloi, so it doesn't have the psul dachloi, so maybe the halacha is, you should be able to later bring it as a shlamim. That's the chiddush that you're not going to be able to. Zok the gemara itma. Rabbi said, koidim shechito l'achas shechita shanir. So in the Mishnah, it's before, there's an afkamina between a Pesach that was lost and was found before the shechita, and a Pesach that was lost and was found after the shechita. So Rabbi said, what does it mean before shechita, after the shechita? It means the real shechita. Did you find it before the physical shechita, or did you find it after your shechita? Rabbi says, it doesn't mean before the shechita, after the shechita. It means before this man shechita. So Rabbi Zeira, Haktani, koidim shechita sa Pesach. The Mishnah said koidim shechita sa Pesach. It didn't say it's man shechita. So Gemara says, ema koidim man shechita sa Pesach. No, Rabbi Zeira said, no. You can give us a chanetza, you can tweak the language of the Mishnah, you can say it means it's the Gemara Ketanoi. In fact, it's really machloikis tanoim. What's the machloikis? A Pesach shenim zekoyim mishchito, a Pesach that was found before the shchito yira. Now, lachni is, you have to let it get a mum, lacha shchito, if you found it after the shchito yikrav, you can bring it. Rebbe Eliezer oimer, koidim chatzais yira, lacha chatzais yikrav. So you see clearly these two opinions, this machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira, is it the shchito per se, or is it the zman shchito? So you see mefurish that it's really machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Achar Shechitas HaPesach Yavi Shlamim. In the event that you found this carbon after this man Shechitas HaPesach, so what's the halacha? So then the halacha is, you can bring it as a shlamim. Again, somebody had an animal, he lost it. He was mafresh another one, carbon Pesach. He found it after the shechita, whether it means after the physical shechita of his carbon Pesach, it means after the zman shechita, whatever it is. But he found it now after the shechita. So the question is, what do you do with it? So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, I heard, then the halacha is, you can bring it as a shlamim. It was never dachoy, it's a moisa Pesach. Moisa Pesach is carbon shlamim. And then he said, v'chein tmura asa. The same is going to be true for the tmura. So the tmura is going to be the same halacha. Amar Rava said, this that we said, that the same is going to be true for the tmura, that the tmura is going to be brought as a shlama, that's only true. It means everything happened after the shechita. You found the original animal after the shechita, and you did the tmura after the shechita. But what would be if you found the original animal before shechita? You had a Pesach, you lost it, then you found it before shechita, and then you did the tmura after the shechita. The halach is, you're not going to be able to be makrovit. Why are you not going to be able to be makrovit? You did the tmura after the shchita. If you did the tmura after the shchita, you could always be makrovit. That's true. But the tmura takes its whole chiyus from the underlying carbon. And the underlying carbon was found before the shchita, which means it was dachoy. So if the underlying carbon was dachoy, so this is going to be dachoy as well. It says in the Torah, kesef hu makriv es korban. So this pasuk is talking about a shlamim. And it says, im kesef, if your animal's a sheep, right? A shlamim could be anything. Ma talmud loimar, im kesef. Why did it say im kesef? I mean, it could have just said kesef. What's im kesef? The rabbi is tmura sa pesach achra pesach shekrei v'shlam. It's coming to teach me that the tmura of a carbon pesach is after the shechita of the carbon pesach is brought as a shlamim. So this idea of a tmuras pesach being brought as a shlamim. The Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what are we talking about? Ilem ish nimtza achas shechita behem v'achas shechita." It's if it's talking about where you found the original animal that this is a tmura from. After shechita, and you did the tmura after shechita, pshita, lamalikra, then it's obvious that the halachas you can bring it as a shlamim. Meaning, once we know the halachas that moisa pesach is shlamim, this is the tmura of a moisa pesach, so you would know it's a shlamim. The Gemara holds you don't need a pasuk in keves to teach me in the world of tmura that this is going to have that halach. Ella, la'av, must be, shenim tzukhaidim shechita, ve'imachas shechita. If there's a chiddush over here, the chiddush must be that you found it really before the shechita, you did the tmura after the shechita, you would have thought that being that it's coming mikayach, a kedusha dechuya, so maybe the halacha is that it should be dachloi kamash malan in the parish of shlamim when marba this tmuras pesach. But if that's the case, then you seem not like the svara of Rabbah. So this was Esav Abaya. Abaya asked Rabbah Kasha, you're telling me a svara that the tmura of a pesach that's kariv as a shlamim is only true if the original carbon that this is a tmura from was found after the shechita. I think I have a right. Not a Mefurish Araya. Nothing close to a Mefurish Araya. But this price would seem to be Mashman Atawe. But the Gemara says, Loi, Lo'ovam Shinim Za'acha Shchita. Maybe really that price is talking about what you found it after Shchita, the Hema Bayacha Shchita, and you did the Tmura after Shchita. What's the Kashwa? I need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Karav Shlomim. If the underlying animal is a Shlomim, it's a Moisa Pasuk, that's a Shlomim. So obviously the Tmura is Karav Shlomim. The Gemara says, right, you really don't need a Pasuk. Then what's this Drasha all about? Kras Machta Ba'almu. It's just an Asmachta Ba'almu. It's not a real Drasha. The Gemara says, okay, if it's not a real Drasha, there must be a real Drasha. We started off with Im Kesev is a diuk. So what is the pasuk coming to teach? We get the Tanya, the following Braisa Kesev, the rabbi says a pesach la'aliyah. It's coming to teach me that the aliyah, the tail of the carbon pesach, was included in the haknark. So Imer in Kesev, what does that teach me? The rabbi says pesach she'avr shnasai, a pesach that's already more than a year old, ushlamim haba machmas a pesach, or if you have a shlamim that comes machmas a pesach, what is that, a meiser pesach? L'chom mitzvah shlamim, it has all the dinim of a shlamim, shetan smicha, unesachim, tufetzchaz v'shaik. The point is, from in Kesev, we learn that any Shlomim, that's bom machmas a pesach, has a din of a shlom. So Omer v'im eis, what does v'im eis teach me? Hifzeko inyan limid alo eis intuna alya. That the eis, the goat, when you were makriv a goat, so then its tail wasn't included in the emurim. Zok de gemara. Ik de masni lo aresha. So we just discussed a statement that Rabbi made on the Mishnah. Now he was talking about the part of the Mishnah that said that a tmura of a pesach sometimes is karev shlomim. And he went ahead and he qualified it. He said that this that we said, that the tmura of a pesach is karev shlomim, that's only true if the tmura was the tmura of a moisa pesach, where the moisa pesach was found after the shechita. Meaning, the moisa pesach was found after the shechita, so the moisa pesach would be karev shlomim. It was never dachoy. If it was found before the shechita, it would have been dachoy. It was never dachoy. It itself you can bring as a shlomim, so now the tmura could also be brought as a shlomim. If, however, the tmura happened after the shechita, but the underlying animal was found before the shechita, even though the tmura technically happened after the shechita, but it's coming mikayach kedusha dechuya, and if it's coming mikayach kedusha dechuya, so the halach is, you're not going to be able to bring it as a shlamim. It can demask me, some had what Rabbi said in the opposite, mamish in the reverse, on the ratio of the Mishnah. HaPesach shenimtza koidim shechitas HaPesach, yirat shen yistav v'yimacher, v'yavi b'dam v'shlam. If the Pesach was found before the shechita, that was the case where it does have a psul dachu, and there the halach is, you wait for it to get a mum, you sell it, you take the money, and you buy a shlamim, a meisah shlamim. V'chein tmuras, same is true for the tmur of that animal. It was on that, amar rava, or amar rabba, lo yishonu, that's only shenim tza koidim shechita v'hemen bay koidim shechita. That's only if the tmura happened before the shechita. Avol nim tza koidim shechita v'hemen bay lacha shechita, but if the animal would have been found before the shechita and the tmura would have been done after the shechita, then tmuras krev shlamim. Then the tmura could be brought, we don't care about the fact that it's coming mikayach, an animal that couldn't have been krevish shlomim. It's coming because an animal that was dachi. As long as the tmura happened later, it's going to be okay. My time, what's the reason? Because ki kava shchita midi dechazile. Midi delay chazile loy kava. Tmura, this that we have this halacha of shchita making a difference, it's the svar that we saw earlier in the Gemara. That's only if we're dealing with an animal that theoretically could have been born on the Mizbeach, as a Pesach. Then we say, if it can't be born as a Pesach, so now it's Dachoy, so now everything changes. But the Tmura anyways was never going to be brought. So it doesn't really matter when the Tmura happened, it's always going to be brought as a Shlomim. So the Gemara, Eisen Ve'abaya, in Kesev, it says in Kesev, Matam, Eloyim, the Rabbi's Tmura is Pesach, Achar, Pesach, Shkrev, Shlomim. It's coming to be remembered that the Tmura of a Pesach, after Pesach, should be brought as a Shlomim. That's the same Braisa that we had earlier. But now we're going for the next part of the Braisa. Yochol, Aflif, Ne'a, Pesach. I would have thought the same is true if you found it before the Pesach. You have the Tmura of a Pesach that was found before this man of the carbon Pesach, or before the Shechita of the carbon Pesach. Talmud loy marhu. We learn from the word who karev ein tmuras a pesach kareva. No, itself it can be brought, as opposed to the tmur of a pesach can't be brought. The Gemara says, "Hey chidam, what's this case? We have some miyat on the tmur of a pesach. If you found it before shchita, you did the tmur before shchita. Why you can't bring it? Why? Because this is all. It's all dachloi. That's not a chiddush. If the Bryce is telling me a chiddush, the chiddush must be where you found the underlying animal before shchita and you did the tmur after shchita, and still it says who karev. If that's the case, tiyufta the rabba tiyufta. This is an obvious tiyufta on what Rabba said. Either way, not an easy gemara, but we are going to stop here. The gemara tomorrow's daf is going to go into this a little bit more, so we'll revisit this a little bit. But for now, just to exhale and speak out a little bit of lum. This much lighter though than today's daf. Oh, so much more general to some of the sugis that we learned in Masechtas Pesachim, so we're getting close to Hadron Halach, so we have to chop around a little bit. So we left some raid on the table over the last little while. So just to go back to something that's very central, very foundational in terms of Masechtas Pesachim raid. And that is as follows. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halach Nadalit says as follows. The Halach is, a person is not allowed to have chametz in his house. If a person has chametz in his house on Pesach, he's over two lachem. It says in the Torah, Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotze, there's a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, ach b'yem arishon, tashbisu sar mibatechem. So to have chametz in your house is very, very chametz. Says the Rambam, Ein loike mishum lo yiroah v'lo yimotze. A person doesn't get malchus from the lava Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotze, elam ken kono chametz b'Pesach, unless he purchased chametz on Pesach, oy chimtzoy. Or he baked chametz on Pesach. If a person has chametz in his rishos on Pesach, says the Rambam, you don't get malchus. When would you get malchus? If you bought the chametz on Pesach, or if you actually created the chametz on Pesach? Why is that different? Kideshne yase by maisa. Because if you do that, now you did a maisa, or if you do a maisa, you get malchus. Avlam hayu the chametz kaidim on Pesach. But if a person had chametz in his rishos before Pesach, uba Pesach, and then Pesach came. V'loi bieroi, and you didn't get rid of the chametz. Elihi nicha b'shusa, you left it in your rishos. Afal pisha avar al shnei lavin, even though you violated two lavin in the Torah. Which two lavin? Bal yeroi, ubal yimotze. It doesn't matter. Says the Rambam, eino loikim in ha-Torah, you don't get malchus, mipnei shaloi asaba maisa. Because you didn't do a maisa. Says the Rambam, umakinoi say malchus marda. Stating that, even though you don't get malchus midairaisa, but you're going to get malchus midirabam. So the Rambam says, do you get malchus for violating the lav of bayira bayimotze, or do you not get malchus for violating the lav of bayira bayimotze? Says the Rambam, it depends. If you simply had chametz in your rishos, Pesach came and you didn't get rid of it, so then you're not going to get malchus. Why? Because you didn't do a maisa. And the rule is that even though you get malchus for violating the lois essay, but there are many exceptions. One of them, the most notable, is a lav shein by maisa. So being that what you did then was a lav shein by maisa, so you're not going to get malchus. Says the Rambam, if, however, you did do a maisa, you purchased chametz on Pesach, you baked chametz on Pesach, so then you did a maisa. So if you did a maisa, you're going to get malchus. So do you get malchus from Bal Yiroah by your matzah, or do you not get malchus from Bal Yiroah by your matzah? It depends. If you did a maisa, you're going to get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. This Rambam might be the most famous Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. Do you get malchus or do you not get malchus? It depends. If you did a maisa, you get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Break the Mishnah of Melech. This Rambam is a plionisgov. Hashem Yoreina. He says, I can't understand the Rambam. The Rambam to make a very, very simple cheshbon. The problem is the Rambam forgot a Gemara. A Gemara that we learned, not together, 2 days ago, on Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there's something unique about the lav of Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotze. The exact cheshbon was, the Gemara was discussing which laws of Karban Pesach relate to Pesach Sheni. And the Torah singled out three halachas. The Torah mentioned Al Matzus Umarayim Yechlu. That's a halacha that's negeya Karban Pesach. It's also negeya the Pesach Sheni. The Torah mentioned the laugh of Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boiker, the Isser Noiser. That's also going to be true for Pesach Sheni. And then the Torah mentioned the laugh of the Etzim Lo Yishburu Boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Pesach Rishon. You're also not allowed to break the bone of a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara said, why we need these three these azaris, because they're all unique. Ach, the halacha that says al matzurim yechlu, that's a mitzvah seh. The halacha that says lo yishiru menu abayker, that's a loisah seh shenitik laseh. Right? Nois is a lav shenitik laseh because it's a lav, but at the same time, you have a mitzvah to go if you violated the lav of noiser and to burn the chametz. And then when it says v'etzim lo yishiru bay, that's a loisah seh gom. Why do we mention all three? Because we're trying to bring out that Pesach Sheni has assays like Pesach Rishon, it has lav shenite klas phase like Pesach Rishon, and it has loisase gomurus like Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says, okay, if there are other assays and lav shenite klas phase and loisase gomurus that you have by Pesach Rishon that now apply to Pesach Sheni, what are they? So the Gemara went through them. What's an example of another assay? Kiyim sliyesh. What's another example of another loisase? So the Gemara mentioned an example of a loisase. What's an example of a lav shenite klase? So the Gemara said, oh, an example of a lav shenite klase would be loisoytzi mimenu You're not allowed to take the Karban Pesach, and you're not allowed to bring it outside of the house. That's a lav shenitik laaseh. Why? Because you could fix the aseh by taking the Karban Pesach and bringing it back into your house. But then the Gemara continued. And the Gemara said that from the fact that the Torah mentioned these three examples, we know a miyud as well. That means there's a certain aseh that's negeya Pesach Rishon that's not going to be negeya Pesach Sheni. There's a certain lois aseh that's negeya Pesach Rishon that won't be negeya Pesach Sheni. There's a certain lav shenitik laseh that's negeya Pesach Rishon that won't be negeya Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, what's the aseh? What's the lois? What's the lav shenitik laseh? Bal yira bal yimotzei. It says lo yira lechachamit for lo yimotzei the dami le dahai. And that lav shenitik laaseh, even though you have it by Pesach Rishon, you're not going to have it by Pesach Sheni. So the Torah mentioned an example of a lav shenitik laaseh that's negeya Pesach Sheni. What's the lav shenitik laaseh? Noiser. From the fact that Torah mentioned noiser, we're marber another lav shenitik laaseh, and we're memayed a lav shenitik laaseh. We're marber the lav shenitik laaseh, you're not allowed to take the chametz outside of the chabura, or you're not allowed to take the karm Pesach outside of the chabura, and we're memayed a lav shenitik laaseh, we're memayed the lav by Yerubah. So basically what the Gemara gave us was three examples of lav shenitik laaseh. Noiser, that's pasha, that's the most classic example of lav shenitik laaseh in the entire Shas. And then you have a lav shenitik laaseh of the issa to take the Karban Pesach out of the chaburu. That's interesting. And then we have bal yira bal yimotze of a freak to Mishnah Melech. If that's the case, it's a mefurish in Gemara that the lav of bayirah bayimotzei is a lav shenitik laaseh. Now we know you don't get malchus for a lav shenitik laaseh. So if you don't get malchus for a lav shenitik laaseh, and by the way, what's the assay that it's nitik to? Tashbisu. Ach b'yem arishin tashbisu somri batechem. Sefreik demishlo melech vazach bin Rambam. That if a person's over by Yerubah Bayimotze and he did a maisa, he bought the chametz or he made the chametz on Pesach, the halach is he's going to get malchus. Why? Because he did a maisa and it's a lav sheyesh by maisa you get malchus. It's very nice it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, but it's also a lav shenitik laaseh. And the halach is that a lav shenitik laaseh you don't get malchus and it's a mefurish gemara. Nobody argues in that gemara. So if it's a mefurish gemara, you get malchus for a lav shenitik laaseh. So oibazai, if that's the case, it's a pella. Shtel sich the shayla. If that's the case, how could the Rambam say you get malchus for violating by Rabbi Yimotze with a maisa, even if you did it with a maisa and now it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, but it's still nitik laaseh to the aseh of tashbisu, so you shouldn't get malchus because it's a lav shenitik laaseh. So Mishnah Melech says that this kasha is such a good kasha, there's really no teretz. You have to say that the Rambam had another sugya somewhere that argued with this gemara right here, and the Rambam felt that it's a steer between the two Gemaras, and he picked and chose, and he decided to side like that other Gemara. Says the Mishnah Melech, is there a sugya? So he says, not really, but I found the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, quote, HaMeshayer Chometz bePesach Einoi Loike. If somebody was Meshayer Chometz on Pesach, he's not Loike. Why would you think if someone's Meshayer Chometz on Pesach, he'd get Malkus? Because he violated Bayer Abayi Matzah. Kamash Malon the Tosefta. You don't get malchus. But says the Mishlo Melech, I think the Rambam was medayek l'shoynei hazov shalat Tosefta. The Tosefta said if somebody has chametz on Pesach, he doesn't get malchus. Has suggests you had it before Pesach and you were meshayer it. You just left it there. You didn't get rid of it. You were supposed to get rid of it and you didn't get rid of it. Then the halach is ainei loike. But what would be if you did a maisa? What would be if you bought it? What would be if you actually made it? It sounds like, says the Mishlo Melech from the Tosefta, in that case, you would get malchus. So says the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam had this Tosefta. The Tosefta said, HaMeshayer Chametz B'Pesach Einei Loike. So it's mashma only when you didn't do a maisa. But if you would do a maisa, you would. It's in lav shenitik laaseh. Must be that the Tosefta doesn't hold that it's in lav shenitik laaseh. And if that's the case, the Rambam sided with the Tosefta, not with the Cheshbon of the Gemara, Psochem Daf Tzadik Znayin Amid Aleph, and says the Mishnah Melech, that must be Pshan in this Rambam. And that's why the Rambam, Hagam is going Keneged a Sugya. But at the end of the day, there's a Tosefta. And because there's a Tosefta, so maybe the Rambam held like the Tosefta. The truth is, there's another Gemara in Shas, seemingly, that would seem to suggest that Bal Yerubah Bayimotzei is not a lav shenitik laaseh. And that is a Gemara, Masechtas Beah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. So Masechtas Beah begins with a machloikis between Bishayim and Bishilul, Beish and Olda Beyontif. B'shamay oimrim teyachel, u'beisilul oimrim loy teyachel. That everybody knows. The next line of Masechtas Beah is negei psachim. B'shamay oimrim, b'shamay says, sa'or b'kezayis, v'chomis b'koyseves. The shear of sa'or on Pesach is a kezayis. The shear of chametz is a kaisevis. Bisloim, bisloim says, zevis, zevis, kazayas. No, it's not a different shear. They're both pikazayas. The Gemara on Daf Zayin on the day is a mesachtes beya clarifies. Meaning, all Bishan and Bisloim argued about is the shear chametz, shear sire. What are we talking? Which isser? Talking about the isser achila? Are we talking about the isser bayira, bayimatze? So the Gemara says, no, that as it relates to the isser achila, kuli amalei pligi. Ki pligi l'inyin bir. Machlokes was with regards to the isser of canning rid of chametz. Bayira, bayimatze. Bisham isser, bisham holds, yalfina bir machila. Or bisul savri, yalfina bir machila. Itmanami, omra b'yosef, b'chanina, machlokes l'inyin bir. Avl inyin achila, divri akhoel, zeb, zeb, kezai. Tanya nami hochi, it's also a braisa. Fulo yiro l'chosor, fulo yiro l'chachametz. Zeu machlokes.
The point is, the Gemara says three times, no less, in Beyad Avzayin and Beyad, that the Machlois and Bisham and Bezil, what the shear, Achila, or what the shear of Chometz and Sa'ar is not Negeya, the Isser Achilas Chometz, it's Negeya, the Isser of Bayerah, Bayamat. Freit the Shagasariyah, in Simin Pei Aleph. And the Pnei Yeshua right here in Masechtes Beis Dav Zayin Amud Beis Chutz Pella. I don't understand. They say I don't understand. We have a machlekes b'sham b'sol. What the shear of Bayirah Bayimatz is? He says, what do you need a shear? We know there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's like a shmak a kasha. Chatz nishir asam and atayra or chatz nishir mutam and atayra. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatz nishir asam and atayra. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan with three exceptions. Every single time, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shas, and halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, we pass in that chatzis shear is asam and atayr. Okay, if chatzis shear is asam and atayr, you don't need a shear on a deraisa level. So then, why do we have shiurim? We know the shiurim that halacha lemoish misina. The teretz is the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, the shear is negeya the ancient, meaning iser doesn't require shear. So it doesn't matter how little nevel a person eats, he violates the loisase in the Torah of Isn Nevel. It doesn't matter how little trefa a person eats, he violates the loisase of the Isn Trefa. Okay, so then why the shiurim? Shiurim is negay of the oinchin. Because you don't get malchus unless you eat a kizayis of nevel. You don't get malchus unless you eat a kizayis of trefa. But the whole shiur is only negay of the oinish. Frank the Pnei Yeshua and Frank the Shagasaye. If that's the case, what's the machloikis of Bisham Bishil? What are they arguing about? Bayirah bayimatze, the iser chatzis shir asam and atayra. Elamai the malchus, it's a lav shenit the klase. If it's a lav shenit the klase, then there's anyways no malchus. So there's no einish anyways. All there is an iser. Iser chatzis shir asam and atayra. So what's the machloikis? A bomb kasha. What's the machloikis b'shan beis hillo? What the shir of bayirah bayimatze is? L'chay tani gay in the shir. The Isser, Chatzis Shir, is Asam and Atayra. It doesn't matter how little you have, you'll be over the Isser as a Bayir Abba Yamatze. Elamites think of the Oynish. What Oynish? It's a Lois Sase Shinitik Lase. There's no Malkus. If there's no Malkus, there's no punishment. So if there's no punishment, so what are they arguing about? So because it is Kasha, the Shagasarye, and the Pnei Yeshua, a Mechadesh Chedushim Gedoilim Va'atsumim, as it relates to the halachas of Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra. They say that it must be that even though Chatzis Shir is Asam and Atayra, but by your Matzi, there's no Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra. Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra is true for Yisuri Achiva, maybe. It's true for different Yisurim, but as it relates to the Isser by your Matzi, it must be because it is Kasha, there's no Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra when it comes to by your Matzi. And this Teretz is predicated on lumdis and super lumdis in the world of Chatzis Shir, and that's very much not our sugi right now. But the Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara in Beyad Av Zayin Amid Beis, Toich Tvarov, he throws in one line. He says, maybe this Gemara was the Makar to the Rambam. Maybe this is how the Rambam knew that it's not so poshit. It's not so poshut that Bayirah Bayimatze is a lav shenitik lase. And it's not so poshut that you'll never, ever, ever get Malkus for the lav of Bayirah Bayimatze. Because the Rambam had ka'arit the Shagasari's kasha. The Rambam was bothered by the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. How could it be Machal Yibushan Bissil what the shir Bayirah Bayimatze is for the shir chatzis shir zasim and atayra? Elamai the oinish, there is no oinish. And the Rambam held not that there's no chatzis shir. That's the approach all the achrayim take. The Rambam took the other tack. The Rambam says the other Hanukkah must be a toys. This Hanukkah that we're assuming that there's no Malkus from Bayirah Bayimatze is not richtig. It must be that it's not an issue. It must be really there is going to be a Malkus. And I the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadik Hei. So Rambam said there's a stir between the two Gemaras, and the Rambam decided to paskin like the Gemara in Beya Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and not like the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. But the bottom line is, you want to know how the Rambam had a gerech to go connected to the Gemara? How could the Rambam go head on against the Gemara? The Teretz says Rambam had another Gemara. The Rambam had a Gemara in Beya Daf Zayin Amud Beis. In other words, Hayoytze mehanal is that the Rambam's psak halacha that you get malchus for by rabbi yomatzah, albeit when you do a maisa is keneged a black and white gemara in psachin daf tzadik hayim and aleph, where the gemara says that you never get malchus for by rabbi yomatzah because it's a lav shenitik lase. How does the Rambam have the plates to go keneged a mefurish gemara? Mishlo Melech said he came from a taisefta. Pnei Yeshua says maybe came mikayach a gemara on daf zayin amud beis. And that lechura, in short, would seem to be the teretz Rambam. The question, however, is, at the end of the day, why is Bayura Bayumatsi not a lav shenitik lase? We just for the Rambam. In other words, we said over Mishlo Melech, the Pnei Yeshua, the Mahalich of the Gedoyle Yadar of yesteryear, how the Rambam had a right to print in his Yad Chazakah something that's kineged a mefurish gemara. So the Rambam was soymich on a teisefta, he was soymich on a gemara. That's the teretz to the Rambam. But the gemara in Beya itself is tzorich bir. The Tosefta is Sarach Bir. And ultimately the Rambam is Sarach Bir. Why is Bayura Bayumatza not a Lav Shenitik Lase? L'chayr, it's a Lav Shenitik Lase. What's a Lav Shenitik Lase? You have a Lois Ase. After you do the Lois Ase, if you can be Mekayim and Ase, that somehow is misaking the Lois Ase. So that's called Lav Shenitik Lase, and that somehow goes ahead and fixes it. But l'chayr, if that's the case, by Rabbi Yamatzi would seem to be a textbook example of Shnei Teglase. You have the two Lavin and then you have that say of Ach B'yei Marish and Tashbisu Sar Mibateichen. In other words, just to put this in Mila Machere, we seem to have a machloikis between Sugis and Shas, whether by Rabbi Yamatzi is Niteglase or it's not Niteglase. What exactly is this machloikis Talia? The truth is not for today, but Reb Chaim, in Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in Hilchas Chometz HaMatzah, it's a very short piece, Ayin Shom, it's Kedai to see it, but it's a short piece, it's on this halacha, in Perek Aleph, halacha Gimel. So the Reb Chaim says a pshat, to be miyashiv the Rambam, and really to be miyashiv this stira, whether by Rabbi Yamatzi is nitik lasei, or it's not nitik lasei. In short, what Reb Chaim's agenda is, that the Gemara, in Pesachim Daf Tzadikeyim and Aleph, Ayin Shom was going in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tashpisu had to be done dafke b'sreifa. Whereas the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and they held Hashpasasi b'chol davar. So Rabbi Chaim said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Hashpisu has to be done b'sreifa. So then, the fact that the Torah wants you to do it b'sreifa is mashma that the sreifa is being misaking the lav. Whereas according to the Chachamim, that Hashpasasi b'chol davar, it doesn't have to be done b'sreifa. It sounds like the geder is not a mitzvah that's misaking the lav. Rabbi Chaim says it's actually an iser asay. Meaning this day you find lav shenitik lasay, that's if it's nitik to a mitzvah asay. If, however, the asay is just an addendum to the iser, it's like an iser asay, then you don't have the halach of lav shenitik lasay. So he said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hashpasasi is b'sreifa, then atashbisu is a mitzvah asay. Whereas according to the Chachamim, hashpasasi b'chol davar, then the mitzvah asay of tashbisu is really just another way of saying you can't have chametz. V'haraya, we don't care how you got rid of it. Just make sure you don't have it. So really, the kpeda of the Torah wasn't the mitzvah. The kpeda of the Torah was not to have it. If that's the case, it's an isra aseh. So the lois aseh was never nitik laseh. If the lois aseh was never nitik laseh, so if that's the case, not going to be an issue. That's Chedush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, Dvarim Atikin, Ayin Shom. But just to end part one of this raid by tomorrow, we'll do a Geshmak of part two, Bezus Hashem. But just to end part one, and that is the Shagasariyeh, in Simin Pei Beis. So this is not in Simin Pei Aleph. This is in Simin Pei Beis. He says that maybe Pshat in the Rambam that says that Bayura Bayumotze is not a lav shenitik lase, is l'shitasoy in another Rambam. And this really brings the whole daf today full circle. And that is a Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tmura. So the Rambam's Hilchas Tmura, it's Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Kol ha-meimer loika. If somebody violates the law of Tmur, he gets Malkus. Al kol behemu behemah sheyomer, it doesn't matter how many behemahs you do, for every behemah you get a Malkus. Shenema lo yach lifenu v'lo yomer ois. Says the Rambam, v'av b'shalei yasa ma'isa. Even though Tmur doesn't involve a ma'isa, right? Something you do with your mouth. It's not a ma'isa. It doesn't matter, because we piyashmu alamdu, because we have a mesayra, shakom mitzvahs loisaseh she'em b'ma'isa in loikinol. All mitzvahs loisaseh that don't have a ma'isa, you don't get Malkus. Chutz, there's two exceptions to the rule. Mi nishba Three, actually. But one of them is Tmura. So Tmura is an exception to the rule that if a person does Tmura, even though it's a Lav Shein Ben Maisa, still you're going to get Malkish. These three Lavin. Even though there's no Maisa, but still you're going to get Malkish. Says the Rambam. But I have another Kasha. Listen to the Rambam. Why do you get Malkish on Tmura? Forget about Lav Shein Ben Maisa. Yeah, we have a Mesaira, you get Malkus, even though it's Lav Shein Ben Maisa. But it's also Nitik Lase. Sharei Nemar, what's the assay? Vim Homer Yomer, Vayahu Tmurasa, Yir Kodesh. It says, Lo Yachli Fenav Lo Yomeros. Okay, so what happens if you violated it? Treat it like Kodesh. The Rambam held that was an assay. And it was an assay that should now render the Lavin a Lav Shein Nitik Lase. So, Frank the Rambam, why do you get Malkus on the Lav of Tmura? Isn't it a Lav Shein Nitik Lase? So the Rambam says two terutzim. I'm skipping. Va'oid, says the Rambam. Here's the second terutz. She'ein Lav Shebashav Lase. You want to know why? It's because the Lav of Tmura is not Shav. It's not equal to the assay. She'at Sibur v'hashutfin ein oisem Tmura imhe miru. Sibur and Shutfin are not allowed to do Tmura. They have the lav of Tmura. But if they do the Tmura, their carbon doesn't become Kodesh. So says the Rambam, you want to know why Tmura is not a lav shenitik lase? Because in order to be a lav shenitik lase, you need the lav and the ase to be shava. They have to be equal. They have to be governed by the same laws. But if there's something that's not equal about the lav and the ase, so then you don't have the halacha of lav shenitik lase. Says the Rambam, you want to know why Tmura is not lav shenitik lase, it's not equal. Because if you have a carbon tzibur, and you now go ahead and do Tmura, you violated the lav of leach lifen of leyomer oisle. However, this drosh is in the parasha of Tmura that teach me that a carbon tzibur doesn't have kedushas Tmura. So you have the lav of Tmura, but you don't have the v'hayahu Tmura, so you don't have the aseh of Tmura. So it comes out the lois aseh and the aseh are not shove. If the lois aseh and the aseh are not shove, says the Rambam Yisoid, you don't get mal zokta shagisarye. Lefi this Rambam in Perek Alf Halacha Alf and Hilchas Tmura, you can say Pshan in the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatz Perek Alf Halacha Gimel. The Rambam's Lashit Asai. The Rambam holds that you don't have a Lav Shnitta Glase if the Lois Asai and Asai are not Shava. They have to be the same. Says the Shagis Aryeh, the Lav of Bayura Bayumotze and Asai of Tashvisu, they're also not Shava. Says, you know why? The Lav of Bayura Bayumotze everybody has. Noshim Anoshim Vitaf. But as it relates to the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, men are going to have the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, but women are not going to have the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. You know why? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangeroma. And Noshim are potter from all mitzvah saseh shas mangeroma. So it's going to come out, women are going to be potter from the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. If that's the case, it comes out the lav of Bayerah Bayimatze and the essay of Tashbisu are not shofa. Just like Tmura, with a carbon tzibur, you can have the lav, but you can't have the essay. Tzibur and shutfin, They have the Issa Tmura, but at the same time, ain't Oisin Tmura, and it makes it ain't a Shava Bakol. Now it's not a Lav Shenitik Lase. So says the Shagisari, the same is true about Yerub Ayimotze. Because everybody has the Lav about Yerub Ayimotze, even Noshim, but when it comes to the Asay of Tashbisu, that's only men, not women. Why? Because it's a Mitzvah Asay Shazman Yeroma. So if it's Mitzvah Asay Shazman Yeroma, it's not Shava Bakol. That's Pshan and the Rambam. You want to know why the Rambam Paskin, like the Gemara in Be'ed of Zayin Amadeis? You want to know why the Rambam Paskin, like the Tosefta? How did the Rambam have a right to go connect a Gemara? Psachim Dav Tzadik Heim and Aleph. The Teretz is this is the Rambam Lashitasoi, because the Rambam understood that the fact that the Gemara can call the Lava by Rabbi Yamatzi Lav Shenitik Lase, it's only because it's obviously of the opinion that it doesn't matter that it's not Shavu B'Kol. Oh, but the Rambam said Anil Lashitasi, who hold in the beginning of Hilchas Tmura, it's not that way. From the fact that you get Malkus for the Lava of Tmura, the Rambam said as far as must be that it's not Shavu B'Kol, it's not a Lav Shenitik Lase. So the Rambam Lashitasoi said that Shagisari couldn't hold that way, and that's why the Rambam was muchrich to go with the sugya that holds my rabbi yamatzi is a lav she is not a lav shenitik lase, and it's for that reason that halacha is that you would get malchus for my rabbi yamatzi, albeit if you did a ma'isa. Just to summarize, so the Rambam sheet is in Perek Aleph halacha gimel that do you get malchus for my rabbi yamatzi? Do you not get malchus? It depends. If you violated my rabbi yamatzi with a ma'isa, you bought the chametz, you baked the chametz, so then you're going to get malchus. If you did it without doing a ma'isa, so in that case, you're not going to get malchus. Freak the Mishlo Melech. What do you mean? How could you get Malkus? It's a Mefurish Gemara Pesachim Tzadikeyam and Aleph that it's a Lav Shenitak Laseh. And if it's a Lav Shenitak Laseh, this for sure no Malkus. Even if you did a Maisa, where's a Nitak Laseh? It's Nitak Laseh because you have the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. So Mishu Melech said that there's a Tesefta that's Mashmal like the Rabbim. Hamashayr Chomes Bepesachinu Loike. It sounds like only because he didn't do a Maisa. If he did a Maisa, yeah, Ayat Lav Shenitak Laseh must be the Tesefta didn't hold that way. The Pnei Shu in Beyad Avzayin and Beyad says maybe the Velts Kasha, Machoyu Bashan Beso, what the Shir Bayer Rabbi Yamatz is. What's the machloikis? The Isser, Chatzish is anyways also in Atayra. The Malkus, there is no Malkus. So it says the Pnei Shu, maybe the Rambam saw in this Gemara that there really is a Malkus. I hear. But at the end of the day, what's Takab Shad in the Rambam? What's Takab Shad in the Gemara in Bay? What's Takab Shad in the Tesefta? L'chari, it's a Lav Shinit HaGlaseh. If it's a Lav Shinit HaGlaseh, L'chari, you shouldn't get Malkus. So Reb Chaim and Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi Al Rambam says, Major Lomdus, that a company according to the Chachamim, Hashmasasi B'chaldover, it's not a mitzvah essay, it's only an Isser essay, the Shagasari and Simon Pei Beis. Said the Kitzur L'Shoinai that could be this is all the Rambam L'Shitasai. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tmura says there's no Malkus for that you get Malkus for Tmura. It's a Lav Shein Be'Maisa, Mipi Ashmua, three exceptions to the rule. It's Lav Shein Itak Laseh because it's not Shava. Because the Lav and the Aseh are not Shava. If it's Shava, that's when you have the Salacha. If it's not Shava, then you don't have the Salacha. The Aseh of Tashbis is not Shava to the Lav by Rabbi Yamatze. Why not? Because the Lav by Rabbi Yamatze is true even for Nashim, whereas the Aseh of Tashbis is a Mitzvah Eseh Shazman Garama. If that's the case, it's not going to be a Lav Shein Itak Laseh. Adkan part one. It's Hashem, tomorrow we'll do part two.